You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to the My Senior Horse Podcast. This is where people who own, manage, and love senior horses, ponies, donkeys, and mules come to share our passion and to learn more about caring for our senior equids. Our guest today is Dr. Toby Penn Woodcock, talking about what to expect at an annual senior horse wellness visit. I'm your host, Kim Brown, editorial director of My Senior Horse. We launched the global My Senior Horse brand in partnership with Linda Mars and Mars Horse Care in mid-2024. We offer many ways to get information on older equids, including this bi-weekly podcast, articles on the My Senior Horse website, and videos, and much more. Dr. Penn Woodcock is a member of the Veterinary Support Services team at Cornell Animal Health Diagnostic Center and a clinician in large animal internal medicine at the Cornell Equine and Nemo Farm Animal Hospital. Dr. Penn Woodcock received her doctorate in veterinary medicine from the University of Wisconsin in 2008, after which she completed a residency in large animal internal medicine at Cornell. Dr. Penn Woodcock spent 6 years in private practice, which included equine ambulatory and referral practice. She returned to Cornell in 2018 in her current role. Her areas of interest and research include large animal infectious disease and equine endocrinology. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Penn Woodcock.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, many folks with senior horses have owned the animals for years or even decades, but there's others who either are getting back into horse ownership with a senior equid after a long time away, or they've added a senior to their herds for kids or grandkids or just as a trail mount. Because of this, we wanted to cover the basics of what to expect at an annual wellness exam for the senior equid. So our first question is, do all senior equids need an annual veterinary exam?
I believe they do. I think in general, our horses should have an annual exam by a veterinarian, no matter their age. But seniors do tend to accumulate some additional problems, you know, as they get older. And it's always a good idea to have your veterinarian stay right on top of that. We like to practice preventative medicine rather than have to react to an emergency. So whatever we can do to stay on top of their health needs is for the best.
And what should we expect this annual senior horse wellness exam to cover?
Typically, the annual wellness exam would include a physical exam, so a thorough evaluation of all the major body systems, listening to the heart, listening to the lungs, looking at the body condition, talking about the horse, how the horse is eating, appetite, looking at the skin, that sort of thing. Followed by vaccinations, depending on where you live. Those vaccines could vary, but would include the core vaccines. And typically an oral exam, which may be performed with or without sedation, depending on your veterinarian. Probably, ideally, we would perform that oral exam with sedation and then determine if there's anything that needs to be addressed inside the mouth, any sharp points, any loose teeth, or any infection or other problems. And for geldings, if the horse needs it, a sheath cleaning is typically performed.
Well, so we talked a little bit about dental care, but do senior horses need anything different with vaccinations or deworming or even dental care?
Senior horses do tend to have teeth that are loose or more worn down than younger horses. They can develop gaps between their teeth called diastemas that can pack feed, and they can develop a condition with their incisors that can be painful and require their incisors to sometimes be extracted to make grabbing grass and, you know, grazing more comfortable for them. So yes, senior horses can have additional problems.
Mars Equestrian, a sponsorship division of Mars Incorporated, is dedicated to highlighting the Mars brands, such as Buckeye Nutrition, Spillers, Antech Diagnostics, Sound Imaging, Royal Canin, Pedigree, Nutro, and many more in the equestrian world. Whether it's through nutrition, veterinary care, or education, our purpose is to create a better world for horses, pets, and the people who love them. about vaccinations? I know some friends had said, oh, I've had this horse vaccinated every year. He's, you know, 20 now. He doesn't really need that. But that's not true.
You're correct. In fact, as horses age, they can develop a condition called Cushing's disease or pituitary pars intermedia dysfunction, which vets will refer to as PPID. This condition typically occurs in horses over 15 years of age. And as a result, if horses have it and it's uncontrolled, they can become immune compromised, which makes them more susceptible to infectious diseases that we vaccinate against. So it's very important that we stay on top of our horses' vaccines as they get older to maintain good antibody titers to protect them against exposures.
And what about deworming? Do we still need to do them on a regular schedule or do our fecal egg counts? Or what do we need to do with deworming in seniors?
Similarly to vaccination, geriatric senior horses should also be checked for parasite burden and dewormed once a year at least. As a result of Cushing's disease, they can be susceptible to heavier worm burdens than younger horses. And for that reason, they may require fecal egg counts multiple times a year and appropriate deworming based on the numbers.
And here's the question, because we've got a little bit of everything on our little ranch here in Wyoming. So do ponies, donkeys, and mules need anything different from horses as they're getting older?
Well, no, I would say no. I would say they need all of the same basic care as any other geriatric, normal-sized horse. Our equids, our donkeys and mules, are also susceptible to Cushing's disease. And because they are such easy keepers, they can become overweight. So an important part of managing them includes not only evaluating them for Cushing's, but also making sure that they're maintaining a healthy weight.
And is there anything else, any other tips or advice that you'd like to share with our listeners about senior horses?
Well, one thing that we haven't talked about is blood work. And not every healthy senior horse would require blood work at their annual wellness visit. However, it is a good idea when it's in the budget to do so. And the type of blood work that the veterinarian might offer would include a complete blood count to look at their red blood cell and white blood cell populations. It would also include a chemistry panel, which would look at liver and kidney function, among other things like electrolytes and protein levels. And then it's nice to assess certain dietary elements such as vitamin E and selenium on an annual basis, just to make sure that they're getting enough of that in their diet, as horses that don't have access to fresh green grass regularly can become deficient in vitamin E, so would need to be supplemented. And some parts of the country are deficient in selenium. And again, horses of any age might require supplementation, but our older horses that tend to lose muscle mass and have more problems with their neurologic function, it's a nice way to keep them supported. And then finally, horses that are over 15 years of age, especially if they're developing clinical signs of Cushing's, such as not shedding out in the spring or developing regional adiposity, we call it, or fat deposits like over the tail head, a crusty neck, over the shoulders. If they are developing bouts of laminitis or founder, these are all reasons why we would want to screen our older horses for Cushing's disease during that annual visit or sooner as needed should clinical signs occur.
And Dr. Penn Woodcock, is there anything else that an owner should be taking notes on or observing and then giving that information to the vet at an annual wellness exam?
It's a great question. I would want an owner to tell me if they felt their horse was losing weight or if any lameness had developed or stiffness that might suggest the horse was developing arthritis, if there had been any attitude change or change in energy level or muscle mass that might suggest things like Cushing's disease with the attitude change and energy level, or maybe we need to do a better job supplementing vitamin E and selenium if they're losing some muscle mass. You know, these things can lead the veterinarian to offering diagnostic testing or additional aspects of the wellness workup to target these problems and make sure that the horse is receiving the required treatment.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And we encourage our listeners to sign up for our weekly newsletter to be the first to get information from myseniorhorse.com. And if you have any comments or suggestions about senior horses, ponies, donkeys, or mules that you would like to have discussed on this podcast or delved into for content for myseniorhorse.com, send an email to me at kbrown, that's the letter K, Brown, at equinenetwork.com. Thanks for joining us today. Take care of yourselves and your senior equids.